Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect. Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
Our conversation with the head coach brought to you by Star Market's Just For You digital app. Earn rewards, save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market digital app or visit starmarket.com. When we began this on Monday for game one, I asked you if you could tell in the bubble environment, the campus environment where you are, if you could tell it was the playoffs. I was thinking today, can you tell that it's Sunday morning or is every day the same?
Every day is the same. But I was thinking about this as you were going through the Star Market ad, which I'm thankful that Star Market has always sponsored us. And, you know that so well. I know you don't even read that. Like you just fly through it. And obviously you've got great food assortments and other things when we right down there by the garden. But, you know, it really says a lot about them that they're going to stick with us today, because I can't imagine anyone's going to listen to a pregame interview on a Sunday morning in August to get ready for today's game. But you think? We just need the audio so that people can listen to it later.
I think that's number one. I think this is appointment listening for people. I think they have become, they want to know, not only do we have these two fascinating minds, but you put them together in the same place with the thrust and parry and the verbal jousting that goes on. I think it's really become,
when you say, you know,
people, part of people's lives.
When you say people, you would be insinuating two or more persons. So Tracy might be one, although I don't think in the summer and August she's doing it either. Jack and Dana.
Luckily, we both have wives, but usually they're just texting each other and not listening to this.
I don't know what day it is, but I know it's a good time of the day.
Is this an unusual game to coach? You've coached it. This is the third time you've coached it, up 3-0 in a series. You know, you are never affected by it. There could be a hurricane going on outside a game, and you would say it's pretty much the same as it always is. Is it different in any way? We talked about the human nature element of things when you're up in a series. This is your third time doing it. Is it different coaching this game?
Well, first of all, you know, we actually have gotten hurricane updates in multiple cases since we've been here, which is, you know, obviously we're in the middle of hurricane season. So that's a uniqueness too, to this whole experience, but I do think it's hard to win. And so the minute that you feel uncomfortable or comfortable, then it's just not good. And, you know, our guys know how hard it is to win. Philly easily could have won game one, easily could have won game three. And they were pounding us in the first quarter of game two. This is a long game. This is a long series. You play as well as you can. You focus on what your task is. You stay in the moment. If they take a lead, you just kind of stick with what you're doing. And you do it, you know, with great intentions. And if that happens, then all will work itself out. You may lose some. You may win some. But you'll have put what you need to put from a signature standpoint on it.
It's funny because that's very similar to 2 years ago. That was, to me, the closest five-game series I had ever seen, because the Sixers had a chance to win virtually all of those games. And, you know, the 3-0 lead is sort of the ultimate coat of paint, right? Last year, you trailed in all four games against the Pacers. I think when that series was over, I don't remember exactly, I think they had the lead for more minutes than you did in it. And I think we saw the other night, with their fight and their defense, obviously they're not going to shoot like that again.
Yeah, tremendous fight. And, you know, I give not only Embiid, obviously, Horford's rebounds, but Tobias Harris was absolutely ridiculous on the glass the other night. And, you know, the guards have given us fits the whole time. So we got to do a better job on all those guys, but we got to get them off the glass, you know. To give up 20 offensive rebounds and to, you know, for the other team to shoot 30%, you know, you can't give yourself credit for all of that. You have to realize, like, there's a lot of things that, you know, we got a couple bounces. We got fortunate. Now, at the end of the game, in the last 5 minutes, defensively, we were fantastic and we were active and we were malleable. And all that stuff, I think, was really, really beneficial. But, you know, we've got to be that way all the way through the game.
While people look up the word malleable, let me move on to this. We have spent
people would assume to.
I guess. I don't know.
Dana, look up malleable.
That would be our task. It'll be our word of the day. We should have a word of the day, and Star Market can sponsor that too. We have spent a remarkably small amount of time, I believe, over the last 3 years talking about Jason Tatum. And I think it's because at some level, there's so much external conversation about him. And I think we probably both knew what he was then, what he is now, what he could potentially be. So it's almost not reason to talk about it. But I said early in the fourth quarter the other day, there are days that elite players are going to go 4 for 16, but can they make a difference and can they make winning plays when their offense isn't where it normally is? And that was a test I really thought he passed, Max and I both, in the final minutes of game three.
Yeah, and I think the best teams, you've got options, right? So, like, the other day we went to Kimba and Jalen a lot in the last 6 minutes because they really had it going in a good way, especially in that time. And, you know, Jason draws so much attention. We're going to go to Jason more nights than not in all those moments, right? But his ability to play through a difficult day offensively and to defend the way he has is why he's really good. You know, it's not just the ability to put the ball in the basket. It's not just the highlight plays that people see. It's being able to read all the different coverages. It's being able to make the right play. And then on the other end, you know, being one of the better defensive wings in the league. And I know that's something that he's really wants to be. And I think he's already there. It's just a matter of how much better can you get. And, you know, I think that he's always been good for us here defensively. He was better when we drafted him than we realized. He was better that first year than we realized. But he's just improved, you know, not incrementally, but, you know, by large steps every single month of every single season. And I give a lot of credit to his experience with USA Basketball last year. I think that we've talked about this a lot. Pop, I think, really challenged him on that team to be, you know, one of the best two-way players because they were going to switch so much and it was really important, but also because he wanted Jason to help take the next step here. And so there's a lot of factors in this. It starts with Jason's mindset, determination, his competitiveness. But I do think, you know, I think that was a big moment for him.
This is an unusual one, but, you know, it gets harder this time of year to find something and it hasn't been covered elsewhere. And I was just curious about it. If you ever listen to, during normal season or what's happening now, do you ever listen to or consume other coaches' media? And here's why I ask that, because I suppose there are many reasons I find Brett Brown engaging, but I've always found him to be very sort of forthcoming and transparent with the media. And now, particularly in the bubble environment where everything's, you're sitting in your hotel room and it's a click of a button, do you ever consume what any of the other coaches are saying?
I really don't. Now, there are exceptions. If somebody's going through a really rough patch, I may watch it because you can learn a lot from watching other people and how they handle it, right? And I think that, you know, especially during the regular season, you hit a losing streak or something doesn't go right or something, you know, you've got to handle a really difficult situation, then, you know, I'll watch that just for my own learning and my own good. Because one of the things that, you know, nothing really prepares you when you're an assistant coach or, you know, when you're younger for being thrust into the, in front of these cameras at all times to talk about everything. And I think that that's something that you, the people that you can learn from are the people that you watch on the outside. I haven't really spent any time watching other people's comments here. But you know, I have a ton of respect for Brett and I think that he does an amazing job. And, you know, at the end of the day, I'm guessing, and I've seen him interviewed in the past, but he's that way with everybody. Like he's such a nice guy, such a good person, and it's a great coach.
This is kind of the direction that I was going. This is 40 games now you've coached against him over the 7 years. I have my own, you know, personal bias. My first paying job in play-by-play was doing Boston University games when I was still in school, and his dad was the head coach. He came to visit last year at the Garden during a Sixer game. So I've known Brett for a very long time. You and I have talked about how difficult your first year was and the challenges, again, you couldn't prepare for. Brett did basically 4 years of that at the start with the Sixers. And what was our word that we're using today? Malleable. He had to be that and many, many other things to accomplish what he has gone through here.
And they've continued to be unique, hard to play against. They tweak, they change, they're physical, they're tough. They've always been that way. Even when they didn't, when they were going through the rebuilding, you know, that was always a really hard game to play. And, you know, the teams have always had an identity of how they play. And so he's tough. They're tough. And we need to be really good today to, you know, try to get this thing done.
Let's find out. Game four is next on the 98.5 The Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.